This is, as a veterinarian, my favorite worst thing that I see on farms is the good old dirty footpath. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not biosecurity. Okay? One footpath does not save your farm from bird flu. Biosecurity, and I said earlier that I could do a whole presentation. I've got three or four whole presentations just on biosecurity. And Renee's saying I'm running out of time. Right. If you see a weaver in your chicken house, you have a problem. If you have guinea fowl coming and scratching underneath the bulk tank or your feed bin or your feed store, you have a problem. Okay? You need to limit access. People, the electrician that goes around, the coal buyer. Oh, love to hate coal buyers, eh? I don't know if there's any in the room, but they move around a lot. Pest control. Pests, I'm talking rodents, talking cats, because they also don't follow footpath protocol. Flies, anything that goes from outside to inside needs to be controlled. Okay. Water source is important. I mentioned it already earlier. If you are pumping water into an open reservoir, then birds will come in there, they will drink in there, and they will defecate in there. And more importantly than anything, and this is the most difficult part, is to get the staff on the farm to understand. Viruses are not something that you can see. And it's an abstract concept to a lot of people. Okay? Not everyone has the benefit of a university education where you go and you learn all about viruses and what we can do about them and how they work. So they don't tend to understand, and it's a very difficult concept to get across. But it's something that the owners of farms need to think about and incorporate into part of their biosecurity plan. My favorite is, we have showers, but no one uses them because the manager's showers have hot water, but the staff showers have cold water. No one's going to shower. These things happen. And the manager doesn't notice because he always goes through his nice shower. So every farm is different. What I urge you guys to do is go to your operation, sit for a day, and make a list of everything that happens. Who moves in, who moves out, what it is. I can arrive at your farm, I can walk through it, spend 2 hours, see what happens, but I'm not there on a day-to-day basis, you guys are. And anything that comes in or out, write it down, and then go back to your office, your lounge, or wherever you do your work, and come up and say, oh, the egg collection guy, I've got a plan for the big truck that goes to the shops, okay? But what about the guy that comes in on his donkey cart to collect the brokens? Every little thing, anything that you think is maybe too small, write it down. Then you can ask and say, gosh, how do I control flies? Then there are ways, there are technical people that can help you with that. But you need to know what it is you're controlling. I'm going to touch briefly on vaccination. A lot of us, all the other diseases, we have vaccines for. Great. Okay. Newcastle, vaccine, no problem. Freely available, everyone can do it. We were talking in the closed session earlier about how it's actually a legal requirement. But this has to do with eradication of the virus versus control of the virus. Okay? Eradication, not there anymore. Control, we live with it. And vaccination for bird flu does not eliminate the virus. Whereas for something like Newcastle, it can.